Stillness in the Shadows, Biblical Meditation for the Anxious Soul. There's a kind of silence that doesn't comfort, a silence that presses and rather than lifts up. For anxious and depressed minds, stillness feels like a dark cathedral, vast, echoing, and cold. However, Scripture mentions another kind of stillness, one that anchors the wandering mind and steadies trembling hearts. When anxiety swells and thoughts spiral, Scripture offers a way to return, again and again, to what is firm and unchanging. Biblical meditation isn't emptying the mind, it's filling it. A lot of people turn to the Psalms to do this kind of meditation. They're raw, honest, and unfiltered. They talk openly about fear, despair, and longing, but always turn to God. Psalm 94 verse 19 says, "When my anxiety was high, your consolation brought me joy." It's not denial of anxiety, it's redirection. A simple technique is repetition. Pick a short verse like Psalm 23 verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I don't lack anything." Repeat it slowly, not as a chant, but as a grounding statement. Let each word sink in. The Lord, personal and present. My shepherd, guiding and protecting me. I don't lack anything, even though my mind insists otherwise. It pairs the physical body with spiritual truth. As you inhale, think the Lord is near. As you exhale, think, I won't fear. A person's anxiety often lives in their body, tight chest, shallow breathing, restless tension. By bringing Scripture into the rhythm of breath, you retrain your mind and body. Imagine Psalm 91, dwelling in the shelter of the Most High. Imagine a dark landscape, wind howling, shadows moving, yet a strong refuge, a place of safety. You're not escaping, you're aligning your imagination with divine promise. A good grounding method is to journal Scripture. Write a verse slowly, then rewrite it in your own words, keeping its meaning intact. This forces the mind to focus deeply, slowing down the racing thoughts. It's also more personal and immediate without adding any stories. It's key to practice replacement when dealing with persistent, intrusive thoughts. Rejecting a destructive thought isn't enough. Replace it with a verse. When your mind says everything's falling apart, you can answer with Hebrews 13 verse 8, "Jesus Christ is still the same." It's not about pretending everything's fine. It's about anchoring yourself in something that's constant. It's also good to set aside structured time. Dim the lights, remove distractions, open Scripture, and just sit with it. Consistency matters more than duration. Over time, it becomes a familiar rhythm. Instead of empty silence, think of it as listening silence. After reading a verse, sit quietly and consider what it says about God, what it says about truth. This shifts the focus outward. One more layer is in the Gospels. Watching Christ calm in chaotic situations can change your perspective. Storms rage, crowds press, opposition rises, yet he still has a steady authority. By meditating on these scenes, you build a mental library of calm responses based on Christ's. It feels like everything is urgent and overwhelming when you're anxious. Scripture reminds us that everything has a time. Ecclesiastes reminds us that everything happens at a time. Romans talks about present suffering and future glory. Meditation on these truths gives you a bigger picture. Although music without lyrics can support meditation, the focus should stay on Scripture itself. It's not about emotional escape, it's about spiritual grounding. Practicing biblical meditation isn't a quick fix. It's a discipline, a returning. Some days it will feel hard, even ineffective. That doesn't mean it's failing. The repetition itself is forming something steady underneath. When you read the same verse over and over again, it becomes familiar, like a well-worn path through a dark forest. When anxiety rises, it's already there. According to Philippians 4 verse 8, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, think about it." It's not naive optimism, it's intentional focus. Simpleness matters to depressed minds. One verse, one thought, one moment of stillness is enough. No need to feel something profound. Faithfulness in small steps is still faithfulness. As you read more Scripture, your mind fills up. Gothic imagery of shadow and light really reflects a deep biblical truth. Darkness is real, but it's not ultimate. Light still shines in the dark, and it hasn't been beaten by it yet. Biblical meditation is a way of resisting. It resists the chaos of anxious thoughts, the heaviness of despair, and the lies that often accompany both. It replaces those things with something much deeper and more durable. In the quiet, in the shadows, there's a presence that never leaves. And learning to sit in that presence, to return to it again and again, is how anxious or depressed minds find peace.